This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk, where we're talking all about food because we're all hungry because we're on diets. But if we're going to talk some law, other than Taco Tuesday and Spicy Dragon Balls, which we've already talked about, we have partaken of a lot of food that was sitting in the kitchen area of this office.
None of which were spicy, none of which were even remotely close to anything with word ball in it.
And they call, and it starts with a C and ends with monster. Cookie Monster.
I was thinking, what's a conster?
Cookie Monster. Okay. So we had cookies, and we're feeling better now. Denise is the only smart one, and the one that just says, I'm going to resist, but Todd and I cannot help. But Todd and I are half-sea sharers. Tell the story. Look, this is Radio Law Talk. Let's get through this. It's July 22nd. You don't care about that, and it's 855 Law Radio. The most important thing is, Todd was telling the story about, we do work in the same office area, general area, and when I just can't eat a whole candy. If I cheat on my diet, I'll get a candy bar. And by the way, our great office firm, we provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner to all staff, right? I mean, that's all put in there, and or we'll bring it in or whatever. And they always have candy bars. And that's why we're gaining weight, is because I'll go in and grab a Butterfinger, break it in half, and sin and eat a half. And I'll walk by, as I walk by Todd's office, I'll throw it in on his desk. Here, you can have the other half. It's like, crap, dude, stop.
Yeah, I have gained weight.
So we're going to move on from that, and we're going to talk about a murder conviction is overturned in Oklahoma and why. Very interesting why. Tesla crashes. We're going to talk about what happens if a tree falls over and hits someone and hurts them. Are you as a homeowner liable? Is the city liable? We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about flipping off a camera and the results in lawsuits concerning the flip-off. And that's a very interesting one. We're also going to remind you that we're not giving legal advice, seek counsel, and we're just talking about general topics of law. And with that, we're going to turn the time over to Cal Hunter for case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah! His name was Malcolm Frederick Mal Evans. If anyone had any right to ever be known as the fifth Beatle, it was Mal Evans. He played the electronic organ on the Rubber Soul album. He said he didn't know how to play. John Lennon would point. He said, play the key now, and then lift his hand when he wanted him to stop. But he did actually play. Mal Evans started as a bodyguard down in the Cavern Club, ended up joining them as their chief roadie. And so he was a guy who was very much a part of the band all the way in through the 70s and the Yoko Ono era. After the band broke up, Mal moved to Los Angeles and was about to publish his memoirs about the band, and was in anticipation of that day when he snapped, got despondent, got a rifle that looked real, waved it at people. And, by the way, the wrong people, the LAPD, so they put Mal down. He died. And in his papers were the original lyrics to the song, Day in the Life. Those papers were sent to Mal's ex-wife in England. She found the lyrics on a napkin or whatever it was and said, I want to sell these. I could probably get £110,000 for them. And so she tried to put them up for auction. Paul McCartney heard about this and said, hold the phone. He said, I want to stop this because those are Lennon-McCartney lyrics, not Mal. So does he have a case or no case? Denise, what do you think? The fifth Beatle and his ex-wife wanting to sell John Lennon's lyrics for profit.
Can I ask a question before she does
that? Sure. Yeah.
What year was this approximately? What year?
Well, the year the Beatles broke up, so 70, in the early 70s. Yeah.
And that's when she tried to sell them?
Correct.
Yeah. And that's when this happened to this Mal guy?
He was shot by the police. Yeah.
In the 70s?
In Los Angeles, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Interesting case.
Yeah.
Give you time
I
to
like
think.
It.
Thank you.
I like it a lot. I like the factual pattern. I like the fact that he got crazy, but I don't like the fact that he got killed. That's
well, who does?
I don't
right?
like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And that his former wife, it was his former wife that got this?
Correct. He found a girlfriend, moved to Los Angeles, and they got a divorce. And when she got Paul McCartney actually sent his ex-wife the box of effects in which the lyrics were stored.
Not Paul McCartney. You mean, yeah. You said Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney sent the box to Mal's former wife in London after they cleaned up after the...
Ooh, that's important to know. So yeah. Paul sent the box to the ex-wife.
Correct.
Ooh.
But without knowing what was in it, apparently. Anyway, obviously. Anyway.
So. Sorry, Denise.
What do you think?
No, that's it gets more and more interesting.
Yes.
I am just going to be consistent and say no case.
Okay, fair enough. Fred Penny, what do you think about the fifth Beatle?
This is a tough one, Cal. I'll admit this is kind of a tough one.
Yeah, and by the way, Brian Epstein actually hired Mal, the manager. So
right.
He was all with all the very elite
all of them.
Circle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say this is a case. And the wife tries to sell the lyrics and... it settles. No one. It doesn't go to trial. It settles.
All right.
And I don't know who wins the settlement. Settlement means something happens and both win. So case and it settles.
Okay. What do you think, Todd?
Well, it's interesting because he said he couldn't play the keyboards, right? But Lennon just told him when to hit something.
He put his fingers on the notes and said, okay,
yeah.
When I point at you, play the notes. When I lift up, I tell you stop, stop. So it was like
that. Well, you know, that reminds me now, you've got a lot of bands that play. Van Halen did this when they would play Jump, for example. In the later years, Eddie Van Halen did not play the keyboards. It was a pre-recorded track,
right.
And the roadie knew when to, or the tech knew when to start the track so that it came in. The tech wouldn't need to have any musical ability to hit that, and this seems to be the functional equivalent of that. I'm just hitting this note here, right?
Yeah.
And so it does make him part of the band, but not a part of the band, I would say, that puts him in a position where he has any ownership over any rights. And I say that because Paul McCartney has to look out for his brand. He has to look out for the authenticity and anything that's out there that might be sold that would be perpetrating fraud, perhaps. Who knows who wrote those lyrics on a napkin, if they were written before or after the song was actually written. So I think that McCartney would have had a definite interest in wanting to make sure that it was authentic to protect the band's image and the value of the catalog moving forward. And because of that, I'm going to say that this is a true scenario. And he approached the widow, the former wife, and they were able to reach some sort of amicable settlement, whether he purchased it or not. He put a stop to whatever auction that she was going to sue it, but it didn't result in actual litigation, the filing of anything. It resulted in some sort of settlement. So technically it would not be a case because there was no
There's no case filed.
No action was
filed. Well, all right, let's make sure we're clear. So I said...
Case.
So that means they had to file something.
And it's settled.
Okay. When we come back, let's think about that.
So Fred says case. Todd says no
case.
File. Denise says...
No case.
All right.
And then I say they settle it. Okay, then when we come back, we're going to find out if it's a case. I think Todd and I are closer. Because I think it does resolve, but Denise has said it's a nothing, huh?
Hmm.
Doesn't matter. All right, we'll be back after
this.
Yes,
sir.
By the way, to tell you this, his ashes were shipped back to London. They were lost by the British Postal Service. John Lennon said perhaps they should look in the dead letter office. Pretty callous. Anyway, so that's just an adjunct to that story. We'll be back with the answer to case and no case after this.
Radio Law Talk.
All advertising.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
We're back about case or no case. It's very interesting about Mel Evans. Is that how you say it? Mal? Mal Evans?
M-A-L, yeah.
Mal Evans, who was the, quote, fifth Beatle, Supposedly, Paul McCartney, after the guy died or was shot by, because he kind of went AWOL by the L.A. Police Department, sent a box with stuff that was his stuff, supposedly, and there were those lyrics to the song...
Day in the Life.
A Day in the Life.
I read the news today. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, I love that song.
All right, so Denise said no case, period. I said case, but it settles. Todd said no case, but it was an actual scenario.
Yes.
All right, so let me tell you why this ended up being such an important case. Mal had life insurance that was provided him by Apple. When he moved to Los Angeles, he became a bit of a, well, a bit rummy, and did not maintain the premiums after Apple broke up. He did not have any life insurance. So his wife said, it's the least you can do. Let me sell this so I can have a little money after Mal's departure. Paul McCartney said, I don't think so. He sued, and Paul McCartney and Apple prevailed.
They didn't settle? It actually...
They did not settle. He prevailed in court. Took a court ruling for that.
Wow.
So it was a hardcore case of the music business, and you know that's how it
that
all
that one should out. Have settled. Huh?
I would think so. But Freddie, the guy from Freddie and the Dreamers, whose last name I can't think of, when Mal was shot by the police,
right.
He donated $5,000 to Mal's family, thinking that that would stimulate other people in the music business to do the same, and nobody did.
Wow.
So his wife had to fight for what?
So again, so Mal basically was one of the original. This was before they got big, right?
Right. He was there in the caverns. They met him there.
Yeah.
You know, and
he did. And he wasn't a very good player. He just plunked on things.
No, he was mostly his value was he ended up being the chief roadie, setting up their gear, organizing.
Just doing that.
Yeah. He really grew with them. But at the end of the day, when Apple broke up, feelings were so bitter and so harsh. You know, that they wouldn't even help out one of their own. And he had nothing to do with the breakup. He was just a guy who happened to be...
Just be... Goodbye, you know.
So who was the guy that was the sound guy that also went crazy in L.A.?
That's a good question, and I can't think of that.
I can't think of who his name. It starts with a P. remember he, like, killed somebody? He shot her?
Yeah, I'll have to... Oh, you're talking about Phil Spector.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. Phil Spector.
Who
so,
is he?
Yeah.
Who is Phil Spector?
He's the sound of Wall or...
The Wall of Sound.
Walt
Most
Dave.
Of Motown's songs, when you hear them, you hear this great, big, very full background. That was his...
Oh, yeah. He did the boards and everything.
He was a producer.
Right.
Yeah. He was like a superstar.
Produced
like
some songs for John Lennon, in fact.
Yes, he did.
And he kind of went... AWOL, huh?
Yeah. Well, he went cuckoo and shot a young woman in his home and went to prison. And I think he's passed, hasn't he? I think he died.
I think he died in prison.
Yeah, so
well, this is very positive news.
This is such a good story.
This is a good segment. So after this, okay, Cal, tell us about hour three. What are we going to talk about in
next hour? We're going to talk about a movie star who got in trouble for having a child. And the mother decided that he was going to pay. And so, it's interesting.
So am I going to get points again on that one, Cal? Because so far it's zero points across here and one each for me. At least I get one.
Well, you are ahead.
That's great.
And none for me also.
None for Cal.
There you go.
All right, we're going to talk about a murder conviction that's overturned in Oklahoma. Let's discuss that. So Todd, you know, former prosecutor for the DA's office, former public defender, Denise, and I'm a personal injury lawyer. Denise is a family law attorney. Now, the interesting thing is you've got to be very careful as a judge or a prosecutor or even a public defender, even as attorney, but especially a judge with relationships and not just relationships, but doing the best you can. Because there's going to be times it's not going to be perfect, the best you can, to disclose things. And a lot of it is just about disclosure. It's not necessarily even if you're doing anything bad, it's disclosure. Well, Judge Timothy Henderson in Oklahoma happened to be very friendly with a prosecutor from the prosecutor's office, a lady that is going unnamed at this time. And during this time period, she has a case where this individual murdered a 92-year-old man while he was robbing him, and he was found guilty, and the judge put him in jail for life. Okay? Well, come to find out, judge never mentioned this or gave any option for them to say, no, judge, you got a conflict. And later on, they find out that this judge has had a relationship with the prosecutor. One way, I don't know if this is the way it found out, but one way it happened is this woman who was his, let's say his...
His lover?
You can say his lover.
Paramour.
Paramour, whatever.
Okay. All right.
And some other ladies brought a complaint against him for sexual harassment, right? Sexual harassment, isn't that right, Todd?
That is right.
And that's how it all started. And then it came down to what the appellate court is going to say, because the lower court just said, so sad, too bad, especially since this was prior to the when he sentenced him. Now, it was the sentencing, right? Isn't that right? It was just the sentencing issue. I don't know, but it was the sentencing was a big issue, I guess.
I think they got a problem with the whole trial.
Right.
And so just to set up the timeline here, the murder happens in 2013. Between 2016 and 2018 is when the sexual relationship between the judge and the prosecutor occurred. The trial didn't happen until 2021. And he was found guilty and convicted, and now they're going back saying, wait a second, the prosecutor on the case in 2021, you had a relationship with that ended 3 years earlier, but you should have disclosed that.
Right, about disclosure. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. Thanks.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News.
News Update. There is brand new information about the suspect accused of killing a University of Georgia nursing student who was out for a jog near the campus in the town of Athens. The 26-year-old man, an illegal alien from Venezuela, police saying it's a crime of opportunity.
The investigation suggests that they had no relationship. He did not know her at all, where he saw an individual, and bad things happened.
University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark saying the man is now charged with malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another. This, by the way, the first murder on campus in 20 years. Classes have been canceled until Monday. In other news, South Carolina holding its Republican presidential primary today, and today marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No fun. Who told you that?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny.
Frederick Penny.
Love the children bumps. Okay, we're talking about the murder conviction reversed about this because of the judge having these relationships. The murder conviction was reversed on appeal, and this individual is going to get a new trial. I note down that this guy, I think, is in his 70s. The defendant and the guy he robbed was in his 90s, I believe. I got
it was a female, a 94-year-old female.
94-year-old Evelyn Goodall. Yeah. Yes. And he's 60, the guy that was put in a prison that has appeal. But here's the situation. It sounds like the evidence was pretty clear anyway. So, all right, a new trial, but he's probably going to be convicted again. But he has the right to have a new trial on this case. But here's the interesting side note. So this prosecutor, and again, please do not hold this. I'm just throwing, as a lawyer, throwing out both sides of the argument. Now, his argument, he stepped down as a judge. The judge's argument is that these relationships were consensual. And Denise brought up a good point, and Denise will bring that up in a second. But if he's having an affair with this or a relationship with this prosecutor from April 2016 to the summer of 2018, that's more than 2 years, and now she said, and she's bringing a case against him saying that he sexually abused her. I just looking at that, I don't get it. Two and a half years.
So
what? How? how that happened.
So I would look at it this way.
He says it's consensual.
And I would look at it this way. It doesn't matter depending on her allegations. And just to go back to the timeline, the trial ended. He was convicted in February of 2021. The allegations of sexual harassment were made in March of 2021, a month after the trial. And it was the prosecutor and two other women that lodged these allegations. And the judge stepped down because of the allegations. And it doesn't matter if the sex back from 2016 to 2018 was consensual. That doesn't absolve him. If after the relationship is over with in 2018, he keeps talking to her about it and keeps bringing it up and keeps doing that, and if he's doing that in the presence of other women, then they have a claim for harassment because they're listening to this stuff going on. If that's the case, and so
I think you missed what I was trying to say. I'm saying the case that the prosecutor's bringing against the judge.
That's what I'm talking
about. Oh, really?
Yeah. The prosecutor can bring the harassment case against the judge if after the relationship was over with,
right,
he keeps talking about it or is treating her.
I think it was an assault.
In a harassing manner.
It was harassment.
Abuse. She said sexual abuse, not harassment. Yeah. It's sex abuse. No, it's not a sexual harassment issue.
It says she has accused him of sexual misconduct.
Yeah, one other part says abuse. Maybe I don't.
And again, if
I get what you're
saying, the nature of what he is doing has occurred after the relationship was over with.
Right.
I agree with you that I think it would be hard for her to make a claim for anything that happened during those 2 years.
And Denise will bring on why they could.
But if it was conduct that he engaged in after the relationship was over, he couldn't let it go, or he was referencing it in the presence of others, yeah, she's got a claim.
No, what I had said is it's not just the fault here of the judge. The judge clearly is at fault. But it's also the fault of the prosecutor. Why wasn't that disclosed? She has a duty to disclose any kind of a relationship that she has with the judge as well. I mean, the duty of disclosure goes two ways.
Right.
And in this case, she doesn't do that disclosure until after the case is over.
Right.
And I think that she may have benefited in the case because he was trying to woo her, right? And appease her so that maybe she would continue or would resume the relationship they had previously.
Or don't bring an action against me or don't bring anything against me like Todd
said.
Yes,
exactly. So, I mean, it is two ways.
Disclosure is two ways.
Like, I have a duty to disclose if I have a relationship with a judge or a temporary judge or any kind of financial arrangement or, you know, that kind of stuff, you have duties.
Right.
And in all of this, and I think this goes back to the point you made, Fred, in all of this, as it relates to this specific defendant, the guy, Robert Hashigan, as it relates to him, the Oklahoma appellate court held he had a right. That guy had a right to know that there was this relationship that could have been a potential conflict of interest. Even though the judge says, "Look, all my rulings were satisfied by were in accordance with the law. There was nothing untoward." It doesn't matter. This guy had a right to know and had a right to say whether or not he felt comfortable going forward with the trial, knowing that the prosecutor used to sleep with the judge. And look, if you tell him that and he says, "You know what, I'm good to go, Judge, you're all right," then we're fine. But you don't get to be the one that creates the conflict, judge and prosecutor, and then also be the one that decides, it doesn't really matter for the defendant. The defendant's the one who gets to say, "I am or I'm not comfortable going forward under these conditions."
I want to see the pictures of these people. I'm going to look them up later. There you go. That's exactly right.
You are such a visual person.
Well, I am. I'm a guy. Let's talk about fatal crash Tesla. The most recent thing that's going on, there's a Tesla in Lake Tahoe, California, that actually crashed and killed someone that was driving a Subaru Impreza. And apparently, at the time, it was a Tesla Model 3. They were using their what do you call it? There's self-driving
or autopilot or
auto
whatever,
whatever yeah. thing. And apparently there's a number of these cases that have occurred. One in Contra Costa, California, where a Tesla Model S hit a fire truck. And the individual passed away in the Tesla. Why I'm bringing this up is the U.S. safety regulators are now launching probes to look into Tesla to determine whether or not, you know, what's going on with the self-driving part of their vehicles. And this is getting a lot of attention. And everyone's like, whoa, you know, Tesla, they maybe this is not a good thing to have. I want to remind everybody one thing. There has been a lot of the same things going on with Ford and with GM and or whatever. There's always issues with cars, and it's going to be, and the government's going to look into it for safety reasons. The Pinto. What was the Pinto famous for?
Blowing up.
Blowing up. Getting right. rear ended.
Guess
the gas,
who had a Pinto?
Yeah, I know. The gas tank was in the back, vulnerable to rear end accidents.
Right.
And guess what else there was also? Ford Explorers. There were issues with the gas tanks and Ford Explorers.
And Firestone tires.
Right. The tires. And there's so for to jump and say all this, I see a lot of publicity about this. Oh, Tesla this, Tesla that. Guys, it happens all the time with a lot of manufacturers. There's issues that come up, and they recall and causes people's deaths. And Cal's right. We never took it. It was in Arizona. One of my partners took it. But, yeah, there's issues with tires separating and coming apart while driving in Arizona. And we've had those cases come to us.
I think the big difference between those cases and Tesla, especially as it relates to the automatic steering issue, is this. In the case of cars where the gas tanks explode and all that kind of stuff, there was really never any responsibility for the safety of the vehicle and the occupants on the owner of the vehicle. I mean, look, I'm not responsible for the gas tank. I just bought it, and you're the one, as the company, solely responsible for selling a vehicle that should be safe, right? But when it comes to steering and control of the vehicle while it is in operation, that historically, up until now, has been the almost exclusive purview of the driver of the vehicle, that you can go ahead and operate this car safely. And then along comes this company that purports to have this technology that says, hey, we can take that responsibility off of your shoulders. And that is a big shift. It moves it from operating the vehicle to be the responsibility of the driver to the company, and that's why it's getting attention. Well, I'll be curious to see how this plays out.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, oh, go ahead. You got a comment?
No, I agree. Yeah. The self-driving feature, I feel, is almost hazardous.
And not only that, it's not just Tesla. They're in the Lincoln Navigator. My daughter's got one. It does it. A lot of cars do it now.
Genesis.
And trucks. That's it. We'll be back after this.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk, live from RadioLawTalk.com and on many great radio stations across the country. If you're listening via delay, you can hear the show live anytime at RadioLawTalk.com. And you can listen to all of our past episodes. They're all archived there, and it's all free. Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-e.com.
spend your life with Extendovite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, we're back, having a great time chit-chatting. Let's talk about a family is suing the city of New Orleans in a sad, tragic event where a falling tree branch, and I saw the picture, while a family is there visiting in the French district, the French Quarter Park, and it actually falls down as they're sitting on this bench and hits their son and knocks him to the ground and pins him, hits him on the head, and he suffers serious injuries. He's literally got catastrophic brain, facial, and spinal injuries, their young son. And he's 17, young, 17. And the city of New Orleans is being sued. It's not just city of New Orleans. It's an urban forestry consulting firm, the tree trimming company, and a construction company are all defendants in this suit. And by the way, I would have loved to have a case like this. And people are like, oh, that's an assumption of the risk, and it's an act of God. Well, here's what you have to be careful of, and I'm not giving legal advice, but let me just talk about some general areas of law. And it's every state's different. You got to check your state, but it's about knowledge, right? It's if no one had any knowledge of that this would break, then there may be a difficult time suing someone over this. I had a case one time where a motorcyclist was riding his motorcycle on a country road, and it was a straight road, and the United States Post Office, and I sued the Post Office. Lady was coming out of their driveway after delivering their mail and pulled out in front of my motorcycle, who T-boned him and got really hurt. And I sued the homeowner also. And the reason why did you sue the homeowner? Because this homeowner, I sued the federal government and the U.S. Postal Service, because the homeowner's bushes were so high that, guess what? They argued, that is, the federal government and the U.S. Postal Service argued, I couldn't see as I pulled out because the bushes were too big and too high. They weren't trimmed back properly so that I could see the motorcyclist coming. And so the case settled, but they could have been liable because of not trimming it properly so people could see around, and especially the postal service when they pulled out, or UPS or whoever, could see oncoming traffic. Now the question is, in this case, what about a falling branch? The branch was massive. It wasn't like it was a huge, huge branch. Came down and hit this kid. Well, two things. You got to look at all the circumstances. One of the circumstances that was going on is there was a construction company digging at or near where the roots were. Now, it wasn't right into the roots, but close enough. Don't forget, roots can go out. And so they could have caused this, is what the plaintiffs are arguing, to weaken the tree, which would cause a branch to break off. And so that's why they're suing the construction company, saying, you were digging too close to the tree, you were harming the soil around it and or the some of the roots. And so guess what this becomes? This becomes dueling experts. And so you're going to have arborists talking about what was the cause of this issue, why did the branch fall. But that's what happens in cases like this. Did the actual city know that this tree is having some issues? And especially knowing that this is an area where people are, and a lot of people are, occur. A lawsuit in California, trees near the freeway. There was lawsuits brought where people were killed when these trees fell down and fell on the freeway. And the city, and the Caltrans was sued. And then there's a lot of cases that this occurs. So, without getting into the specifics, every case is different. They may have a really good lawsuit here, because their argument is, that is the plaintiffs, is the city, the New Orleans knew that there were issues with this tree also. And so the important thing here is trying to figure out, all right, who did what? And everyone's going to start pointing the finger. We have a trial starting. I'm not going to get into details. But there's always trials that where defendants are pointing the finger at each other. No, you're at fault. No, you should have checked. You should have done that.
I'm looking at this, looking at a picture of the tree branch. And I think to say branch does a disservice to how big this thing was. Imagine a tree is growing and it kind of splits off. Half the tree grows one way and the other half goes the other way. And we're talking about the half that broke off at the base, right where it diverges from the base of the tree. And it is easily, a foot, if not a foot and a half in diameter.
Well, wow. It could be a tree in itself.
Yeah, could have been. It could have been. And it fell off. We're talking about a lot of weight fell on that kid.
Well, and not only that, Todd, look at it carefully. And this is just my gut reaction. Again, you use experts. That's a heavy branch, and it's as far down as it goes. Usually you got the big trunk going up, and you got branches going off that are about the same size. This looks like it's barely hanging on as it is because it's so big. It's like the tree's like a V shape. Isn't that right, kind of?
Yeah, pretty much.
And to me, I would say, wow, that's not stability because the tree's not growing straight up, right? I'm going to go look at this thing too. Look at it.
It looks like the base of the trunk. Okay, so the base of the tree is maybe 2 feet in diameter. It grows, and then at about the 6 to 7 foot mark, maybe a little bit higher, it diverges to two separate branches of that tree, and it. The one half, the bigger half, is what broke and fell over.
Oh, it's massive. It's just massive.
Oh, yeah.
And you see, if you look at it, see that, Denise? Look. Look at, don't you see, look, it's like a V.
Wow, that's huge.
Yes, and the tree looks like a V, doesn't it?
It does.
And so it's like one of the V's came off.
It looks pretty obvious that that was a weakened tree.
Well, not only weakened, but it's like, okay, the tree is not straight, it's a V-shaped. Man, I'd be careful. Okay, let's assume that, okay, that's a little dangerous. Don't put any you know, benches nearby, you know, or at least that. And and this thing is just massive. It fell, and you can look at the middle of it. It looks like it's rotted out in the middle.
Yep.
So the core issue, Fred, is who should have known about this, and what should they have done about it? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, yeah, the issue is they have arborists that come out and check these trees, and cities do that. That where there's a lot of people, and they check to see, you know, the stability of the tree. Does it look dangerous? Is it starting to lose its leaves earlier than normal? There's all these things that arborists can do. By the way, I have a tree that's at my house that is not dangerous, but we said, okay, we want this tree because it's near the roadway, and I live in a private drive. And so they came and injected stuff inside down in the ground. And that tree is the strongest and best condition of anything. So, and these are professional arborist companies. So that's what they do. And they can come and tell you this tree's not in good shape.
Of course, any records that Fred's tree might have set for longevity,
yes,
home runs, batting average, will now have an asterisk next to the
exactly,
name for growth-enhancing drugs.
Troids.
Well,
Troids. Troids. And,
yeah. We have Troids. Well, they should have given Troids to this one. That's the problem. So, anyway, this is going on, and I think the plaintiffs have a good case here. I think this is going to be a very, important case. And the thing is, this young man is 17, is going to have problems the rest of his life.
He has to have full-on care
for
the rest of his
probably,
life.
Probably, and you've got, this is going to be a dueling expert. This is going to be expert fights. You're going to have experts all over the place. And that's
and
what...
Under Louisiana law, how interesting is that, or does that play in, I wonder?
I don't know. I don't know what Louisiana law is, but definitely,
that's
you
right.
know, that they're all the laws are going to be a little bit different in different states, but the general principles will stand, but you have to look at your individual state and see what's going on. But anyway, long story short, let me give you a couple of things. I'm just thinking about when I come back, I want to tell you a few things. As a personal injury lawyer, people get mad at me for saying things and think I'm haughty or I'm just being overly protective. Let me go over a couple things you need to be careful of, and I'm giving this with a grain of salt. Don't hold me liable for this. But let me give you things that people do. I go, you shouldn't be doing that. And it's normal things that people have no idea when I come back.
Next hour, Radio Law Talk begins at 6 minutes after on many great local radio stations, and we thank all of you and say hello. And also on RadioLawTalk.com, where you can hear the show at no charge. It's streaming free. Stay tuned.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.